We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. We are starting three lines from the top. Bein Dom LeDom. We are continuing. The Gemara said that in order for Zaki Mamre, this elder who did not listen to Bezdin, in order for him to be Chayiv, it has to be a Chayiv Krisis, as something as Chayiv Chatos. That's what it has to be. So we had a whole brisa before, all different type of Averis that didn't sound like Chayiv Krisis. So we're going through all of them to make sure they're all Chayiv Krisis. So up to here, that there was an argument Bein Dam Ledam, which means Bein Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva. Go to each one, we have to apply Machlekes of Krisis when it comes to those things. It's Dam Nida, what would be the Machlekes for Dam Nida? Plukta da Kavi Mahal Rabbanan, Tnan, we learned to Mishnah, Dam Ayara, Green Dam. Kavim Mahal Matame holds his Tame, it's considered Dam Nida. V'chom Matam Tarim, V'chom holds Tar. How would that come to Krisis? Because like this, the loch is that we see Dam in Tame 7 days. So here, 2 days before that, she saw Green Dam, then she saw Red Dam. So according to Mandim holds that Green Dam is Tame, so then, 7 days after that, which is 5 days after the Red Dam, she's Tar already. But if you hold that only Dam that's Adam, that's Red, is Dam, so then you have 2 more days of Nida. So in that day, she'll go into the base of Mikdash, whatever the case is, and she'll touch something tummy, and someone will eat that truma, whatever it is, it's possible to come to Chayav Krisis. And in any case, it's possible to Chayav Krisis because it's to be 2 days off. This is Rashi and Tosis of Pshat. Because everyone is busy with the derived from Tosis and from Rashi that only is called Zokim Mamre if he is Mekel, not if he's Machmir. That means if he's Mekel. So it has to be a case that he's Mekel. So every case you have to explain Mekel. Here, it sounds like he's being Machmer Dam Yorek. What's wrong? He's Machmer Dam Yorek. What would be wrong with that? Terry says, it's a Chumrah that comes to Day Kula. Because if you're Machmer Dam Yorek, you think he came in Nida earlier. So that's why both Tosis, if you look at the second top Tosis, because that club, Afagav da Kavya Machmer, Zimin da Havakula, going to Ra Dam Odom, Mishlimos Dam Yorek, it's Mishmashim for Dam Yorek. Zakhti Gemara, Vaiter. So that's Machlokes by Dam, Dini Nida. What about Dam Leda? Dam Leda, Pluk the Rav Levi. So as like Dam Leda, what is Tumas Leda? So it depends. If it's a Zachar, so then you're Tomei for 7 days, then you have a Maid Toyar for 33 days. What about an Akeva? It's 14 days of the Tuma, and then 66 days of Maid Tyra. Now, how does that work? Is she seeing Dam straight from, let's say, 14 into 15 and 16 days? So how does that work? Does she become automatically turns into Dam Tayar? Or maybe you have to stop and then a new Mayan of Dam Tayar has to open up. So it's Machloikis Amaroyim actually. So tomorrow, Tam Leda, look to the Rav Levi, it's my Rav, my Mayan Echad, who? It's one Mayan, a Torah Tomas. So the Torah said the first 14 days is Tameh, but Torah Terasa. And the Torah says afterwards that it's Tar. But Levi Omar, and Levi says, Shnei Mayanois. He holds that the two Mayanois, and the Dam has to stop. So again over here, it's very possible to come to the crisis. For example, if she's straight from 14 to 15. So go to one man, the Amar, it's Dam Tayar. Come on, the Amar, it's Dam Tumma. And come to crisis, same thing from 66, same thing from after 80. From after 80, after Mei Tayar, after 80 into 81, the same thing, that it's in Mei Tayar, but if it sees straight, if you hold it's in two Mayanoi, so as long as it's still seeing from that Mayan of Tayar, it'll be Tar. It'll turn into Tame. So that would be the Machlekes by Dam Leib. What about Dam Ziva? Dam Ziva, the Plukta de Rolez, Rabbi Shua. It's time we went to the Mishnah. Now, we know that if someone sees 3 days straight in Yudalaf Yoyim Benidl Nida, she becomes a Zava. But if she sees that three times Dam because she was having a hard time giving birth, it was the labor pains, that would not be considered, then that would not be considered a Dam Ziva, because it came from the labor pains. So what's the halacha like this? It's not. She had labor pains and she saw Dam 3 days and then 11 days. So pashas, that's a leida. It's not from Ziva. But in Shavsa, Me'is La'es, if she had the pains subsided for a full Me'is La'es and then she had a baby, Yolda, it's Mavuyer, it's Muchach, that those 3 days were Dam Ziva, not Dam Leida. And it makes a difference. You know why? Because by a leida, after 2 weeks or after 1 week for Zachar, you're good to go. You don't do Shivanakim. But if it's Ziva, if the leida is Bezoiv, you have to do Shivanakim. So it makes a big difference. So Arezu, your leida is Bezoiv. So he holds, if you have one 24-hour period in between, that you stopped having pains, and then you had a baby, it's Zoyim. The Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shuaymer, Lail v'yoyim, Kilel Shabbos v'yoyimoy. You need to have full 24 hours of a day, which means, if, let's say, on Wednesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she stopped until Thursday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That would not be called stopping, because you didn't have, every day had kushi in it, had kushi in it, because of Wednesday kushi. So it has to be a 24 hours that starts from the night that goes to the day, like a Shabbos. It has to be a full day like that. That's a riot. So again, this machlekes can be very negated, chayav krisis. So let's read it. So I lie with the Yahim Shavas Yem and Shofsim Ratzar Veloim Adam. Stam, this halach is Shofsim Ratzar Veloim Adam. This thing that if she stops having labor pains, so then it's riots as oid. Even if she sees Dam straight through, she doesn't have to stop seeing Dam. Just stop the labor pains, that's enough. So that is the din of Dam. Now we're going to get into problems, because din ladin, how you have chayav krisis is this. So that's going to be a little more problematic. Bein din ladin, bein din mamunas, din fashis, din makas. So din mamunas. So what's the machlokes between the mamonas? Pluk the Shmuel Rav Avo. Doma Shmuel Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din El Shnekraim Bezdin Chotzef. That two people would donu two people that did din really need three usually. Shmuel says that a bezdin of two it works. El Shnekraim Bezdin Chotzef. Rav Avo Amar Divakol In Dineim Din. So that's the machlokes that the Zokim Mamre had. It was a case of bezdin of two. Shalom, if that works or not. So how is that a gei chayv krisis? So zog Rashi, it's a gei chayv krisis if you mekadosh a isha with that mammon. Bezdin took out that mammon, and then he's mekadosh isha with that mammon. So according to Shmuel, it's mekadosh because it's his mammon. According to Rav Avoh, it's not mekadosh because it's gezel. And if someone has kedushin, it's a gei chayv krisis. Someone's mezana with them, or if someone else gives kedushin again to the person if it's chal or not. And we're talking about Eidim, we're at Eidim Vasra, and that's why it's krisis, because usually Mises Bezdin, People saying it's krisis, so the case would be is that there was no Eidim Vasra. But it comes to Chayvi krisis if they use that money for Kedushin. That's Din and Fasha. Let's put the Rebbe Rabbanon, the Tanya, into the Brisa, Rebbe Yehimeh, and Satan, never Shtachas Nefesh. This is talking about someone was trying to kill his friend, a man, and he killed a lady by mistake. So it's Machloikis, Tanoyim, if you Chayv Misa for that or not. It's gavul horagazev. Horagazev. It's machlokes if you chayv misa. It's not never shtarachas nefesh. Mamoy. Rebbe holds mamoy. I don't have mamoy in the nefesh. Mamish. Nema nesina lemaila. It says nesina lemaila. Nema nesina lemata. And it says nesina lemata, which means in the parasha there it says menosam mflilim that you pay for the babies, for the ubro, for the pregnancy. So you see nesina means mamoy. Mala halom mamoy. Afkam mamoy. So here also. So it wasn't a gei chayv krisis over here. It's not never shtarachas nefesh. So he says it's negeya. That Rebbe is chayiv mamon, a rabbanon hold you potter for mamon. Now, if the yarshim are toifis this money and then mekadosh isha with it, again, that's the merach like it's for Rebbe, it's your money, so you're mekadoshes. For rabbanon, it's not mekadoshes. That is why we're giving a case of chayiv krisis. Okay. Zogti maravaita, what's dine maka? It's book to Rebbe Shmuel Rabbanon, it's not into the Mishnah. Maka is v'gimel. So when you give Malkus, how many people do you need in the Bezdin? According to one man, it's three. According to Rishmal, it's 23. So what does that have to do with Krisis? So Zog Rashi. So if three people give Malkus, you have to pay like the Chamisha Dvarim, like Chayvul V'Chaveiroi. According to my name, it's 23. If you give some Malkus with three, then you Chayv Chamisha Dvarim. And so the guy got the Chamisha Dvarim and the Karash Isha. The Karash Isha is to come to Chayv Krisis. That's the case over there. So we covered dinim mamonos, dinim nefashos, dinim makas. Dinim mamonos was a bezdin or two. Dinim nefashos was a shayla of miskavon zev. If you pay money or not, and makas will be if you give makas illegally, you're gonna have to pay for that. Be negal and negal be nigeh ba odom and nigeh batim. Now how is this negaya krisis? Nigeh be godim, nigeh odom be plukta der vishuv rabbanon. The machlekes would be regarding a certain shayla when it comes to nigeh odom. The machlekes vishuv rabbanon understand. In Baharas, this is a different simonic tumah. It says, in Baharas, koidum seyalavan. If the white is before the seyalavan, tome. In seyalavan, koidum Baharas, tar. If the white here is before Baharas, then it's tar. Suffolk. If you're not sure which one was first. So the Tanakhama says, tome. Rabbi Shua makeo, which means it's tar. My keo, marava, keo, tar. So you see, machlekes, in the case of Suffolk, if you're tome not. So what we have to mean is, Rashi says, if you went into the Beis HaMikdash, you chayev karas, according to Rabbanan, according to Yeshua, you're potter. Now the problem with that is, this is a very technical question that Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos says that the halacha is a shaygig of someone goes to Beis Mikdash Tameh, doesn't bring a chatas, it means an oil of a yerid. And the Gemara before said chatas. He holds not enough of a chatas. Tosfos speaks out of a plukta. And therefore Tosfos had a little different teretz what the case was. That he touched the kikush al truma, he mekadosh with kikush al truma. But we'll stick with Rashi's pshat. Zog to Gemara by the nigei batim, the plukta of Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Bonon, the machlekes of Shimon Rav Bonon, which we had before a little bit, the Tanan. Rav Lezer Shimon Oimer, lo oilu min abayis tomei, the house is not tomei with tumas nega of batim, at yir shnei gris mashtei avonim. You have to see two bean size on two stones. Vishnei kasalim with Karen Zavis in a corner of two walls. Arka kshnei grisim. Its length is two grisim. Varachmei gris and the width is like gris. My time with Rav Shimon. What's Pshat Rav Shimon? Why do you need that? Two walls and a corner? Because he's dashma pasuk. Ksiv kir, ksiv kirois. Because in the pasuk it says, in the same pasuk actually, it says kir and kirois. V'raz negav, hine negav, kiris abayis. Shakur v'sirakos v'damnos. Marim shofam and I kir. So he dashma, and ezu kir, shuk kirois. Avayim azad karen zavis. So here, we have this machlaikis about karen zavis. Now what's an ageya to Beis HaMikdash? If there's no karen zavis, then you go into the house. And then you go into Beis HaMikdash. Fira bonan yibichayav karis. Fira Rav Shimon yibipatavim karis. What's the Shabbat Nigi Begadim? But Plukta the Rab Yoimisen ben Rav Thomas, some have a different Gersom, I guess Rav Nosson ben Rav Thomas, Rav Bonatan, Rav Yoimisen or Rav Nosson ben Rav Thomas, Oimer, Menayin Lepricha on top of Pechas and Aleph. Menayin Lepricha of a Begadim Shita Hira. How do you know that the Nega spreads around the whole Begad that it's tar? We know that's by a Nigi Adam thing. How do you know by Nigi Begadim like that? So it says, Nema Karachas Vagabachas Vaadam, it says Loshan Karachas Vagabachas Vaadam, which means the back of the head or the front of the head. Nema Karachas Vagabachas Vagadam, which means old and new Begadam, and same words, Malhalim Parakulatar, just like by a Adam. It was Parakulatar, Afkam Parakulatar. So now, so that's the case of Begadam. And again, the case will be that you had a Parakul Bevega Kuloi, and it'll be Machlaikis if it's Parak Bekuloi. Is a tar or tamei? And he went to Beis HaMikdash. Again, that would be the case of Chayav Krisis. We have a beged. Huh? Right, so it looks like it's only Rav Yonasan and Rav Thomas. I mean, that Benayel Pricha. It sounds like the Talikam would argue on that. The Taisha 4 says everything is a machlaikis, and here, even though it's a bring down machlaikis, but since it says it brings down from a yichidah, probably it's a machlaikis, it's parach v'kulay, and Rashi speaks that also like that, on top of an aleph, at the end of the last wide line, it says, V'nichas the Mikdash Rabbanon Chayav, and Yonasan Pata, because he holds it's tar. Right there in the Bryce that said that says Divrei Rivas Bisharecha says Divrei Elu Harachim Vacharamim Vakdeshois. These are Divrei is the Rachim Acharamim Vakdeshois. So Harachim is Bepluk the Ramei Rabbanon. The Talmud to the Mishnah. The Shaila of Erechin is a Shaila of Mechlekes Ramei Rabbanon. We know that in the Torah only starts giving the Shear of Erechin. Someone's Erech Pliny Alai only from 1 month old. But let's say a guy says Hamarach Pachis Ben Chodesh. He makes the Erechin on someone less than a month old. If you give the money, the value of that baby, it's nothing. Because Rameya holds that and therefore it gives that erech. And according to Rabbanon, it's not an erech. So what would be negated chayav krisis? So nafkmino B, is it hektish not that money? According to Rameya, it's hektish and you can't be mekash issue with that. According to Rabbanon, it's not hektish. There's another pshat that it can be negated because if someone's nenef on that money, he has to be an osha me'ilois. And that osham is kachik kadoshim. If someone eats a betumas guf, it's chayav karas. So that can be nafkamina. According to our mayor, it's hektish because the carbon is considered carbon because it's hektish. According to Rabbanon, it's not considered hektish. That is erechim.
Which money is that?
Which money? You give money of the value, like an eved, like how much is it sold.
But the money I'm giving for kedushin, who says that's the money that was in question?
That was the question. That was the case. Were you mekadosh money? It was a case where your mom was mekadosh money and you gave that away for kedushin.
Huh? Mekadosh the money. I gave.
The guy was erech.
The guy gave hegdish is $30. Whatever.
Yeah, right. No, he kept it himself. He didn't give it yet.
He didn't give it.
He didn't give it yet. This is mekadosh. This is for erechin. He put it aside. This is for erechin. This is for the hegdish. Yeah. He didn't give it. He used it for this. Then it was nedef mit. He bring carbon. The second shot around. He took that from Rashi. What the crease would be. Either because Mikash issued with it or because he was nedef from the money. He has to bring an Asham Eilois. That's Erechin. What about Charamim? Plukta Rehudu B'Mesei Rabbanon. It's not Rehudu B'Mesei Rabbanon. Stam Charamim L'Bedek Avayis. If someone says Cherim, you know, something a lie, Stam is it goes to Bedek Avayis. Machlaik is if it goes to a Bedek Avayis or a Koyin. Shnei Ma'adis Vandem Bedek Avayis. Shnei Ma'akol Cherim Koyis Yashem Ula Hashem. Any cherim goes to Hashem. V'chamayrim stam cherim l'koyin. Shnemar k'stei acherim l'koyin tiyach uzos asay. So some says loshon cherim. It's a machlekes. If it's hektish or not, it belongs to the koyin. So if you came out to him with koyin l'Hashem, if you hold it goes to the koyin. Why is it koyin l'Hashem? Shechal kotchu kotchu makotchu kalam. Even if you say on kotchu kotchu makotchu kalam, it's cherim alai. You have to pay the value to the koyin. So that's the machlekes by charam. Again, be the same shabbat shayla where you said that shabbat hektish or not. Shabbat kedushin. Shabbat asham ilois. Now what's hektesh? So he's plucked the lezbi yakav rabbanon. Now lezbi yakav meimer. I feel it's nusha hektesh. Tricha sarv ne adam ptoisa. When you come to be paid the hektesh, we had a little bit in the first mishnah of Sanhedrin. You need 10 people to be paid it. One of them should be a kayin. And the shaila is even a small thing like a nusha hektesh needs that. So that's the machlokes. And this man the yomo even holds a small mazleg and not dafka karka. Even a small mazleg needs 10 people. Therefore, in a case where you appointed without 10 people, so according to one man, the Yomar is still hektish. And Yomar Elamboy. According to Rabbanon, in Yomar Elamboy. That would be Nafgamina, and that would be the case of Chayve Krisis. So, Zokta Gemara Vayit. Well, first, I want to finish this whole one thought, because it's finishing all the things in the Braisa that are Chayve Krisis. Zokta Gemara Vayit. The revoice, arguments, Zashka Soitov, a revoice, Egla, Bataras Matsaira. So now, what's the machlekes bashkoa soita? Soita is a case where the husband and wife are, obviously don't have great shalom bayis. That's what's called revice. So what's the machlekes bashkoa soita? That would be shaila of krisis. Pluk the lezer of Yeshua. It's not hamakandel ishtoi. Someone warns his wife, don't seclude yourself with that person. Rabbi Leizer, I'm a mekani afishnayim. You have to warn her with two edim. Umashka b'yerechal b'yasmei. But you could, she'd be chayiv to drink even if only one aid source secluding or he himself. That's enough to bring her to drink. And once she's chayiv to drink, so then until she doesn't drink, she's asur to her husband and she does not get a ksuba. So in a case where she sold that ksuba and someone used that money from that ksuba for kedushin, it depends if it's yours or not. Depends if you're called a chayiv soita or not. So what's the machlok? I say one man the says a piyach a piyas. My Rabbi Yeshua Amar mekani a pishnayim umashku pishnayim. You need two people to be mashkin. Like Rashi speaks out close to the wide lines. The machro la'achak suba so kana from teifas and moynei shal zekadei ksuba harayu shaloi. If he goes to the husband and steals that money for the ksuba, that belongs to him. The kaddish by zisha. Rabbi doesn't have a gezel like kiddush. It's gezel is not mekadish. That's machlok aside. The machlok aside is how many edim we need. A rufus egla but plukta the lezer Rabbi Kiva. What's our egla roof? Egla roof is you find a dead person between two cities. So whatever city is closer to has to bring an egla arufa. So here, where do you measure from? Which part of the mace do you measure from? So pluk the lezer kivet nan ma'ayno imayidim lezer imay metiburi from his stomach, rekivay mechaytboy from his nose. Shalos, where's ikker life come from? It comes from the nose or the tiburi. Lezer miyakvay mokam shenasa cholam mitzavari from his heart, from his neck. Learn from a pasuk from the ruchal. So here they measured, and let's say one person. One, they measured from the chaytmai, and according to other man diyama, it's not their egarufa; it's other one's egarufa. And what happened was, egarufa is also bahna. Use the egarufa, the skins from the egarufa, for example, to mekarish isha. So it depends. If it's kadosh, the kedusha doesn't work. If it's not kadosh, then kedusha will work. That's the case of egla arufa. What's the case of taras mitzari? Put the rabbanon rabbanon. The tanan. It said by taras mitzari, you have to have a put on your right thumb and your right ear. So Elin Bon Yad Bon Regel doesn't have a right thumb or right toe. So the loch is that what do? You carry the Torah. The Torah you have to put it onto the right toe and to the right thumb. Elin Bon Yad Bon Regel Oizen Yimonis. He doesn't have a right ear. Elin Torah Lamas. He doesn't have any of these things. He cannot have Torah because the pasuk says you have to do that. To put on the place on the stub where it is. Stump is the right word. Where it is and then Yaitza. Put on the left side. So what will be the shaila? So the shaila will be here is that he went into the Beis Mikdash and he ate Kaidish. If you hold Elin Tara Lamas, then he chayev karas. But if you hold Yesh Tara, there's no chayev karas. So winding down, b'sharecha zeleket shichol peyah. That leket shichol peyah, which are the matnas aniyim, leket that now I went to the Mishnah. Shnei shabalim leket, shloisha leket. Two shabalim is considered leket. Three is not considered leket. Shicha. So that's by leket. Leket is something that you drop. So two shabalim is leket. Shloisha ani leket. Shicha, something you left over there. Shnei oimrim shicha. Shloisha ani shicha. If it's too much, it's no shicha. It's a good Lord that I psukim actually, but that's not halacha. Val kula mesham oimrim agus. Shalosh l'ani v'arba l'bal bayis. It's a higher level. Three goes still to the ani, and the four goes to the bayis. Again, here will be a case where be a shayla of a machloikis legabe. There'll be a shiloh over here of machloikas legabe gezel and legabe matnas kuhuna. So akaponim, so that will be over here. So that will be a shiloh leket shicha peya. So leket, so that was the case of leket. Peya, b'plukta reshmo v'rabbonin. It's not into the Mishnah. Mitzvahs peya, lahafrish minakoma. Mitzvahs peya is dafko when it's still attached really. You leave a corner of the property for the aniyim, loy hifrish minakama, yafrish ma'imrim, you can even do it from the bundles, loy hifrish ma'imrim, then yafrish minak kri. The problem with the kri is actually mirchu, before you do the ruach, which means making it nice. Once you mirchu, then you chayiv ma'isa. We know matnas aniyim not chayiv ma'isa. So then, to give it to the aniyim, you have to ma'isa first, v'nois and loy, ma'isa v'nois and loy. It's time to get a machlaik. What's machlaik? It's last thing. Mishmar v'shmal, oimah, af ma'afrish minayisa. Even if you made it into a dough already, you still be ma'afrish peya from that. What's the machlokes? The Tanakhama holds that there's a shinui already. You're not your koine already. That only doesn't have anymore. Koine Shmuel, you mafresh from the Isa. Now, in such a case, where you mafresh from the Isa, the shayla is, does it belong to the Oni or not? He's Mekadosh Isha, that's the shayla. Does it belong to the Oni or not? That would be the shayla krisis because you gave it to a Isha for Kedushin. So, Hakaponim, that was a long brisa explaining every single case how it's shayach to have chayav krisis.